Chapter 35, The Devil Doesn't Sleep. The devil appeared to Yasmin in a dream, not as Azrael, but in his hideous true form. He spoke to her. "Yasmin, do you not know there is nowhere I will not find you?" he asked with a sinister laugh. "Linger in your hiding spot a while. In time you will bear my son. Should I ever lose control of the vessel you call Azrael, I will consume the soul of this child and dwell dormant until the appropriate time." He promised, "You fear receiving my mark, yet you needn't take it. The mark I have bestowed upon the public is merely to tag my cattle. You, Yasmin, my queen of lust and longing, have been my bride, my consensual whore." He smiled close to her face. "My DNA, my mark is forever inside you. Soon you will bear a living pact of our blood union," the devil foretold. "Together we are damned in tandem, Yasmin, my newly appointed queen of darkness. Now drift to sleep, sweet beauty. May dreams of devils haunt your slumber." He laughed menacingly, fading into the darkness. While the devil spent his time broadcasting blasphemous sermons against God and religion, creating demonic military technology, feasting on delicacies, meats, and crustaceans, and fornicating with prostitutes and virgins alike and invading their dreams, he did not sleep. He did meditate, and in the moments the devil closed his eyes, Azrael could tiptoe around his mind in search for a way to retake command. The devil recovered from his meditation, wide-eyed and alert. He had spent 3 days in the state of flow, whoring, preaching, and preparing for global war. He had just squashed a rebellion in Israel. The Jewish rabbis insisted on burning offerings to their God. Imperial forces deployed and crucified them before burning their bodies as an offering to the new one and true God, ominous Amen. The Antichrist reiterated it was his temple and held a sermon for the world to see. He was the spitting image of a God-king with dark purple robes adorned with diamonds and precious stones. On his head was a crown with 10 horns. The gems shimmered like a rainbow around the emperor's head. The God-king spoke, "There is no heaven, only here. There is no hell, only right now. We have the power to make heaven on earth." The demon inside Azrael said, "Abandon your stubborn deities who demand worship and praise yet cease to perform miracles beyond disaster and plagues." The Antichrist blasphemed, "Honor the God that stands before you in the flesh." He demanded, "Behold the many miracles and marvels I perform at will," he told the world. The screen changed to show the south gate of the city, where hordes of zombies lined up attempting to breach the city walls. "Behold!" he held out his hands as fire fell from the sky, scorching the undead. Their bodies burnt in giant flames before the world as a testament of his power. Truly, the phenomenon was a newly installed satellite weapon that rained fiery death from above. Nonetheless, the world watched in amazement and awe. The second miracle performed by the beast was to resurrect the dead. The Antichrist perfected Apollyon's neuron radio and used it to channel and host consciousness that had left the world. He called it cyber seance. People could pay a fee and channel their dead loved ones. The dead supported the beast's claim that there was no heaven or hell. They were dead, and their soul was with the source and at peace. The world praised the beast for ridding them of their fear of death, for letting them live free without worry of hellfire and damnation. "Behold and marvel how I undo the plagues of foreign false prophets. No longer shall our oceans bear the stain of blood," the Antichrist said as the waters became clear. This was the work of chemicals and nanomachines, yet the waters appeared free of blood. The oceans glistened as the shiny metallic nanomachines danced below the surface. The planet rejoiced and forgot that he had slayed all the religious leaders of the world. 42 months flew by in an instant. The empire was thriving to heights that were unimaginable. All the citizens of the empire now lived luxuriously in new protected megacities. The famine was over. They had synthetic food. Although they could no longer accommodate cattle farming, bug farms quickly became an acceptable source of protein. The Imperial Army expanded and established military posts on the farthest reaches of the empire. The Emperor even conquered space as his team raised the Imperial flag on the fortified palace on the dark side of the moon. They even sent robots to begin a bear base on Mars. Military personnel and combat robots were posted on the moon to observe the threat in the sky. Ground control, this is Lunar 666. Over. The Imperial Moon Base HQ said over the radio,